the ground itself, the valley and the hills. I knew, in my own time, it was high summer. But all about me now was the clearer light of approaching winter, surely an early afternoon when the bright sun, already flaming in the west, would turn the sky dark crimson before the night clouds came. I might have stood forever, entranced, content to hover between earth and sky, remote from any life I knew or cared to know. But then I turned my head and saw that I was not alone. The hooves had made no sound. The pony must have travelled as I had done across the fields, and now that it trod upon the shingle, the clink of stone against metal came to my ears with a sudden shock, and I could smell the warm horseflesh, sweaty and strong. Instinct made me back away, startled, for the rider came straight towards me, unconscious of my presence. He checked his pony at the water's edge and looked seaward, measuring the tide. Now, for the first time, I experienced not only excitement, but fear as well, for this was no phantom figure, but solid, real, the shape of foot in stirrup, hand on rein, all too perilously close for my comfort. I did not fear being ridden down. What jolted me to a sudden sense of panic was the encounter itself, this bridging of centuries between his time and mine. He shifted his gaze from the sea.